This episode is brought to you by eggs. They come from a chicken's butt. Hi, and welcome to the Keith Show, starring Keith. I'm Keith. I'm flying solo on this episode today. Gonna be a quick one, just kind of doing a quick wrap-up of the news from this year's San Diego Comic-Con. I just wrote down a list, and gonna go through it, throw some commentary at it. It probably won't be more than, like, 20 minutes, I imagine. So you don't have to put up with me for very long, which is usually a good thing. Okay, the first category that I wrote news down from is Marvel Comics has announced a S.H.I.E.L.D. comic book, the star of which is going to be Phil Coulson, not surprisingly. But it's going to be kind of one-and-done stories of him bringing in specialized people to handle individual problems within the Marvel Universe based on their particular skill set. And it's going to be the place where some of the characters from the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are premiered for, sorry about that, premiered for the comic book universe. I believe that Fitz and Simmons were on the promo art for it, so we have that to look forward to. Another book that has been hinted at for a while, but was finally announced, is an ongoing starring Angela, called Angela Asgard's Assassin, by Kieran Gillen. It's said to be a bit like, more in tone of, like, Black Widow or Winter Soldier than Thor. More dealing with the kind of mentality of a killer. The Mighty Avengers book by Al Ewing is being rebooted in the face of Sam Wilson becoming Captain America, so it's being called Captain America and the Mighty Avengers now. It's unclear how that's going to affect things in the other Avengers titles, but it's a smart branding move because it'll raise the book's profile and I'm sure the sales will increase. And there, another thing coming out of Spider-Verse, the large crossover, there will be a Spider-Woman solo book. So, Marvel TV news, not surprisingly, a Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon is going to be coming out. Kind of surprisingly, some new cast members are going to be added to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Reed Diamond will be playing the Season 2 antagonist Daniel Whitehall, a.k.a. Kraken, who is a pretty important member of Hydra from who was first introduced in Jonathan Hickman's Secret Warriors run. Lucy Lawless is going to be playing a character named Isabel Hartley, who is a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, and a character named Lance Hunter, played by Nick Blood. I'm not making these names up. Is going to be playing a character who's a member of the British equivalent of S.H.I.E.L.D. known as Strike. But the biggest announcement is that even though they haven't announced a cast member for the role, Bobby Morse, a.k.a. Mockingbird, will be added to the cast. You'll know Mockingbird as being a member of the Avengers from in the comics, and Hawkeye's wife, then ex-wife, then Skrull imposter, and then wife again, then ex-wife again, and all of that. Another quick announcement from Marvel TV was that in the Agent Carter show, one of the recurring characters would be Howard Stark's butler, Edwin Jarvis. The actual Jarvis, as opposed to the computer program, which is a pretty clever way of handling it, implying that Tony based the AI off of somebody who was a kind of avuncular figure in his own life, which it makes a lot of sense, and it's a nice clever nod to the original version of the character while still not compromising the character as a AI program. In Marvel movie news, we have the announcement of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, definitely with a firm release date set of July 28th, 2017. Not a huge amount of other news. I kind of expected them to confirm a few more titles for their mystery release dates, but they didn't really. The only other big news was they talked a bit about Ant-Man, saying that, announcing that the villain was Darren Cross, who is part of Scott Lang's origin, and he will have actually gotten the Yellow Jacket suit, so he'll be playing Yellow Jacket as a villain in Ant-Man. And that Evangeline Lilly's character is Hank Pym's daughter, Hope Van Dyne, thus explaining where Janet was. Obviously, she had had a relationship with Hank Pym in the past. They had a daughter. So, we'll see how that plays out. And let's see. In DC news, there was a big new trailer for Arrow Season 3 that came out, showing that Arsenal, I guess, has been a character in the show. I haven't seen the show, but I guess has been a character, but out of costume. But now he'll be in costume, as Arsenal is going to be in the show. And a surprise of the arrival of Ra's al Ghul. And I gotta say, I've never seen the show, but this trailer that they played, it intrigued me. I might take a look at it. Not a whole lot of other news from DC. There was a short teaser clip for Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice that was very much Dark Knight Returns inspired. It shows Bruce Wayne in the kind of power armor version of the bat suit with the glowing white eyes as he lights up the bat signal, and he looks up, and against the light of the bat signal, you see Superman flying with glowing red eyes looking at him. Not a lot to go on there. Definitely, definitely Frank Miller inspired, though. And they revealed what the Wonder Woman costume was going to look like, which I actually really liked. As far as Wonder Woman costumes go, I think it's my favorite that I've seen. It's very practical. It's definitely got that Greek warrior look. It looks very Amazonian. I'm not a big Wonder Woman fan, but it's a smart costume choice. So kudos to their art department there. Let's see. What else do we have? I'm mixing up my notes here, which is very professional. Okay, just a short rundown of what else was released there. The Mad Max Fury Road trailer from director George Miller. It's a little hard to say at this point if it's actually a sequel to the previous three, or if it's a soft reboot, kind of assuming that the first Mad Max happened, but maybe this is picking up where Road Warrior might have been. It's really unclear, but the movie looks really good. The cinematography, it seems amazing. The the harsh desert landscape and all of these practical effects stunts using these vehicles. It just, I didn't actually have that much interest, but the trailer really sold me. I'm definitely going to check this out. It's actually really maybe the best thing to come out of Comic-Con for me, because there was so little news elsewhere. Now, the Walking Dead Season 5 trailer premiered. Actually gave a little bit more information than I expected them to give as to how they get out of the predicament that they were in at the end of Season 4. And I like the fact that the group is so clearly tight-knit now. They've really established that kind of almost family bond. And I'm really enjoying the show, particularly from Season 4, which I thought was the strongest season yet. So I'm curious to see where it goes as far as where I don't expect it to go from my knowledge of the comic. Mondo Toys has announced Mondo is a poster company, but they've announced that they're going to get into licensed toys. And the one that really intrigued me was a 16-inch tall Iron Giant figure, which looks freaking gorgeous. And I love the Iron Giant, and I need to get me that. Let's see. Trailer for Horns, based on the novel by Joe Hill, was released, starring Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, he's definitely his father's son. You could tell in terms of his writing style. But there's a kind of element of dark humor at play there. It made me want to read the book, but I also don't want to spoil the movie for myself. It looks like a good good film, so I'll check that out. Person of Interest Season 4 trailer premiered, and that was pretty intense. I'm hesitant to say anything about it because it definitely gives away the ending of Season 3, which was a giant status quo shakeup. And let's just say the show is, honestly, it might be the best show making new episodes right now. It's so smartly written. It's just fantastic, and I'm baffled that more people aren't watching it that I know, because it's great, smart science fiction. Mockingjay Part 1 teaser trailer, as opposed to the other teaser trailers, this is the official teaser trailer that was announced, and that's no real surprises if you've read the books. Looks like it's pretty solid. Just waiting for the film to come out. And as far as the Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies trailer, that I don't know if that was actually a Comic-Con premiere, because it went online after the con was over, but it was entirely possible it premiered at the con too. I'm just not sure. It looks amazing. A lot of people have been complaining about the Hobbit films, saying they're overloaded, but I think this is all going to make it come to a head in a way that everyone's going to see where the planning was. It's going to provide a perfect segue right into The Lord of the Rings and perhaps be something more than just a standalone Hobbit film would have been. So, I'm looking at my notes here. That's pretty much it. I don't really have much else to say, except that kind of seemed like a light news Comic-Con to me. I don't know if that's just because of the glut of other conventions that exist now where big things get announced. Like, Disney tends to announce big news at their D23 event, and New York Comic-Con has a lot of announcements. Dragon Con has announcements. E3, PAX. So, I mean, there's stuff out there. So, it seemed also like even less and less is becoming about comic books for this. Even dramatically less than last year. So, that's a little bit disappointing. They're going to have to... I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, because that's where the money is, and they need that money to keep going, but there's got to be a healthy balance. So, I don't know. Anyways, that's all I got for you, and I will see you next time.
This has been The Keith Show, starring Keith. Please follow us on Twitter at Keith Show Pod or like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Our theme music is 8-Bit Dungeon Boss by Kevin MacLeod, provided by a Creative Commons license. The Keith Show is a proud member of the Deliberate Noise Network. For this and other great shows, visit DeliberateNoise.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.